Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, again, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge for their websites, and ours is free. In fact, we give more away on our site than they charge you for. So see it for yourself at freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Ladies first, Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Well, where have you been, Paula?
Well, I've been busy. My husband had heart surgery.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and the VA really screwed him up bad. They're not reading patients' files, and he didn't have high blood pressure. They put him on one a long time ago. Then this other doctor, after surgery, put him on another one. They didn't know he was taking two of them.
Oh, my
God. His veins collapsed after the bypass, so they had to go in there, and he almost died. We had to rush him to the hospital.
Jeez.
And anyway, they had to put some stents in. And
now, when you rushed him to the hospital, did you rush him to a real hospital or the VA hospital?
Yeah.
I figured.
And so then the VA ambulance came and got him and took him to Gainesville.
Hmm.
Anyway, the thing is, when the Gainesville and another hospital, Shands, they work together. So I called Shands to let them know. I mean, they were really furious. I mean, they're not reading, you know, patients' files. There's no communications going on.
What do they have to?
There's
why do they
no
care?
Incentive.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, we just got some news. They said that our post offices are almost having to shut down. They said they don't have enough money to last. So they're having
Nobody will get bills anymore if the post office shuts down, right?
Anyway, they're going to Congress to get some money. And they just said that all this money that Obama wants to spend, they said that he will have a $14.5 trillion debt after 4 years.
Sounds believable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they're telling, you know, the representatives, I mean, they don't want this happening. They want to find, you know, other ways. Like they said, why don't we give everybody a tax break for a while?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, anyway, they're trying some way to, you know, to stop Obama. And people need to call. I mean, he's got a number you can
call. They can't stop Obama. Oh, that's so silly. I mean, it's a Democrat majority in the national scene, and the Republicans are going right along with them. I mean, the vote on the National Service Act only had a very small amount of dissenters. I think in the Senate it was like 16 people dissenting. So it's very clear that the road to tyranny is going to be a bipartisan paved road. That's the reality of what, you know, what's going on there.
The other night with Alex, he was talking about what, you know, plans they had about starting to put people in FEMA camps, you know, and stuff like this. And this national service plan he wants to do, I told the residents, I said, you better not even vote for it because the House passed it. The Senate's supposed to vote. And I told him, I said, you better not even vote on this. I mean, how does he expect to pay for it? There's no money to pay for it.
They'll print it out. They'll just print it.
Yeah, they'll just print it.
Yeah, they printed up $1 trillion the other day, last Friday.
They
didn't say a word to Congress didn't control the money, not the Treasury.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah, and so I told him, I said, why don't you have this guy arrested? I said, he violated the law.
What guy?
That's the head of the Treasury. He had $1 trillion printed up, never said anything to anybody, never went to Congress with it. Congress controls the money, not the Treasury.
Well, yeah, but the $1 trillion was printed because nobody would loan it, so they just had to make it up.
Right, because Congress wanted the money, see?
Yeah.
See, Congress said, we want this money for blah, 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 I'm going to pay our buddies off and, you know, buy people out or whatever, buy this bad debt. And so then the Federal Reserve acted at their behest, Paula. It wasn't as though they just, or the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, I guess they worked together. But
the Federal Reserve is not even federal. It's
I know. That's something that's popular to say. But they are federal in that they do have an exclusive monopoly deal on printing out the money that the federal government has an exclusive monopoly coercive force over.
And the FBI goes after anybody that competes with them, as happened with the Liberty Dollar.
Right. So they are not federal in that they're privately run, but they are federal in that they are essentially a wing of the federal government. Thank you, Paula, for the call.
Okay.
Always nice to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You know, the story that you mentioned about the post office that is in the news today, where, according to the AP, the post office is going to run out of money this year unless it gets help. Postmaster General begged Congress on Wednesday as he sought permission to cut delivery to 5 days a week. I think they should cut it back to one day. I mean, I don't really – just cut it. Go ahead. Cut it way back. I don't care. Why bother with 5 days a week?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of like getting my mail 5 days, 6 days a week, actually. Is
maybe they should only move,
get it.
Maybe they should only move it around the country one day a week. You know, they should save money on gasoline.
I am with you. I think that the post office is an organization that needs competition. They you know, the idea that they have their competition legislated against, that's a problem.
I don't get mail at the house, and I wanted to actually pull the mailbox off, but my roommate uses Netflix, so... Mm-hmm. She wants those delivered to the house, so it's going to stay there. But if she moves out, I'll probably just pull it down and see what happens.
Yeah, that would be an interesting experiment. So the story is that they lost $2.8 billion last year, and they're looking at even larger losses this year. They say that if they were to reduce mail delivery from 6 days to five per week, it could save $3.5 billion annually. But what
it
happens?
Could, but it won't.
What happens after that? What happens if they continue losing money after that? Because we know the post office, because they don't have competition in the marketplace, they don't have the right incentives to get out there and do business and to innovate and to provide customers with a great service and a great product at a good price. They don't have any of those incentives. They have more of an incentive now than they used to because FedEx and UPS can operate at over a certain amount. They can operate at amounts that are above first-class mail, but they can't compete in the realm of first-class mail, so that's just kind of always stagnated. And, of course, as less people are using first-class mail and turning to things like email to send out bills, for instance. I mean, that's one of the only reasons why the post office exists, is to send out bills as well as advertisements. So as people start cutting back on ad budgets and they start cutting back on their use of the actual first-class mail service, the post office is going to continue suffering greater and greater losses.
Once people realize that the only thing they're getting out of their post office box, the little box that they gave to the government when they stuck it out in front of their house, once they're the only thing that they're getting is pizza coupons, that'll be it for the post office, because that's
about all I get these days.
Well, the government has sent me threats through the post office.
Threats, yeah. And pizza.
Right.
Well, there's Cato,
I wish they'd send me pizza.
The Cato Institute at Cato.org has a really great article on why the post office isn't private and, you know, how it gets all kinds of government funding. Often people from the post office will call in and say that, well, it's private now. No, it's not. And so there's an article over there if you want to go check it out.
Well, because the post office, was it Cato that has the history of the post office where it just goes way back and it just traces the coercive, violent history of the post office? I know that article is out there, and it's on one of those libertarian think tank websites where they really just dig into the history of how criminal of an organization the post office has historically been, and it's really just an eye-opener. In this case, the lingering question, says the Postmaster General, is that if the Postal Service runs out of money, is which bills will be paid and which will not. Ensuring the payment of workers' salaries comes first, he said, but other bills may have to wait. So it's possible that, you know, we may come to a budget situation where the workers are getting paid, but their other vendors or whatever aren't getting paid, and so nothing's going to happen, but the workers are still going to get paid to come in and not do work. I don't know. It seems like a very confusing situation. What happens when a quasi-private, semi-governmental agency like the post office runs out of cash? What do they do then? I guess they're going to probably print it up and bail out.
They'll get a bailout.
Yeah.
By the way, the post office pays no federal, state, or local taxes on its income, sales, purchases, or property. That this is obviously not like any...
they don't even pay rent on most of their property.
Yeah, a lot of that's true.
If it's federally owned land, they get the whole building and everything on the house, on taxpayers' dime.
And, you know, their rates are set, and there's no negotiating with these people. It's a mess.
In fact, the Postal Service even admits that even if they succeed in reaching their planned cost cuts of $5.9 billion, there could still be a $6 billion deficit in 2010. So they're already looking at billions deficit this year, $2.8 billion, and then coming up, they're looking at even more, $6 billion in 2010. So the hole just keeps widening for this agency, and they're going to keep having to print out money, which means that they're stealing money from your bank account, that the value of your dollars is being stolen in order to prop up this inefficient, ancient, antiquated, old government bureaucracy that just sucks doing its job.
And how much are they spending on fuel? You want to talk about a company that is ripe for something like electric vehicles?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they could save a lot of money, but no incentive.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and apparently no money either. They're out. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies has 12 different seminars going on. It's 12 week-long seminars in locations across the country, from Chicago, Boston, Berkeley, Philadelphia, D.C., and more. Participation is free, and the Institute for Humane Studies provides housing and meals. The IHS offers seminars for people across the spectrum, from those simply curious about the libertarian perspective to those extremely passionate about liberty. The IHS offers career-oriented seminars in journalism, public policy, film and production, and academia. These seminars provide career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures on topics relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com. Register today for the summer seminars, libertarianseminars.com.
So the post office isn't completely out of money yet, but they are on the brink, and they're going to need some sort of financial bailout from the federal government if they are to continue operating. And that's what they're going to. That's what they're going and doing. Basically, is asking for that. They're offering early retirement to 150,000 workers. They're eliminating 1,400 management positions. They're closing 6 of its 80 district offices in cost-cutting efforts. They, according to the story here, had a $384 million loss in the first quarter of the fiscal year, which is usually the busiest period because of the holiday season. So that's a big loss, and they're going to be looking at losing even more after that. They say the recession has contributed to a mail volume drop of 5.2 billion pieces compared to the same period last year. If there's no economic recovery, the USPS projects volume for the year will be down by 12 to 15 billion pieces of mail. So, I mean, these guys are in a real, real bad way. What's Congress going to do? They're not going to do the right thing. The right thing, of course, would be to abolish the postal monopoly, to let them still exist, but abolish the monopoly, the law that specifically prohibits anyone else from competing with the post office, and open up that field to competition, and then let the market decide how to move advertisements and bills around in the marketplace. What? So if the post office can make it in a free market situation, good luck to them.
How do you think they justify that law remaining on the books? I mean, what is
protecting
the possible
jobs?
Argument?
Protecting postal jobs.
Well, and keeping them from entering the private market?
Well, then what happens to their pensions, Sam? The pensions.
Oh,
it's okay. The union.
Yeah.
Once again.
Pathetic.
Right, because you get to, when you work for the government, and I think the post office is included here because it's taxpayer dollars that usually go to pay the pensions, from what I understand at least. When you work for the government for 20 years or whatever, they give you a lifelong, for the rest of your life, pension, which is a decent percentage of what it was that you were making when you were actually showing up to work. And they guarantee it forever. So these are the people that have to be sat. These are the bills, as they were saying, that have to be satisfied first, is to take care of their own people. So even if you open the Postal Service up to competition, they wouldn't be able to survive because they're already almost in the red. How could they pull out? How could they all of a sudden innovate quick enough to pull out of the mire that they're in? I don't know if they could do it.
Even if you gave the post office all the buildings that it owns and said that the government said, we'll take care of all the pensions that up to this point.
And here's $1 billion.
Yeah, and right. And here's a cool $1 billion.
Good luck.
Now go on and do your thing.
6 months.
You're going to have to pay taxes like everybody else. They're going to be out of business. That you'd see post office trucks like lying on
broken
the side
down
on the side of the road. Somebody in those little silly blue shorts, the black stripe down the side, walking.
Mail
home.
Starts getting lost. Showing up in gutters on the side of the road.
They have. I'm sorry.
Isn't that already happening? The mail getting lost?
It does happen.
Yeah, but it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare.
All right.
Rain, sleet, or snow, my foot.
Yeah, right. When it's too snowy out, I remember last year they left me a note in my mailbox that was very nice about requesting that I clear off the steps for their postal delivery person. And I just thought, if you can't be careful, you're in New Hampshire. You need to be careful where you step. And I've got better things to do than take care of your postal workers for them.
I used to get them because my trees would grow over into the street and hang too low. So the branches would touch. No. Well, they were in their car.
Oh, I see.
But I would have to go up and get on a ladder and cut the branches up so that they wouldn't crush the roof of the postal truck.
Wow. So,
That's an irritating noise, Sam. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It should have been more defensive of these guys here.
How dare I?
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mac in Georgia on the Amp Line. Mac, you're on... Excuse me, you're not Mac. Mac is here on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First of all, finally got my amp back.
You got your ass back?
Amp. Where'd it go?
your amp.
Yes. Secondly, I was listening to the podcast about the soldiers in the town with the murders.
Mm. Yeah, down south.
18th.
Yeah, the national. No, that was actually the Marines that were in the streets down in a little town in Alabama.
Well, if you look at parts of commentators, it will say that there are two types of soldiers: Title 10 soldier and a Title 32. Don't say where they get the numbers from because I don't know.
Title 10 and Title 32. Okay.
Basically, a Title 10 soldier, what I am, is a National Guard guardsman in the state service, a state guardsman. Which is on state militia, which I am. And the Title 32 is a National Guardsman under federal service or the active service.
Got it.
Okay. Me as a Title 10 soldier, I can do what they call military assistance to civil authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically what the soldiers in the streets were doing. If I was a National Guard, I would have to take...
But a Marine, you're talking about when the National Guards, you're talking about when they work for the state, but the Marines are never working for the state governments.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, according to public commentary, they should never have been in the streets.
Right. And that's what the military is apparently investigating as to whether or not the laws were broken. It seems pretty obvious, and you're saying here, Mac, from your experience, yes, absolutely, they were breaking their own laws.
By investigating, you mean trying to come up with a good cover story.
Yeah. So do you believe that they're going to end up deciding that this was all A-OK, that it wasn't a violation of the law, or do you think that they're going to actually hold themselves responsible?
I'm on the federal government here.
Yeah, okay. That's about all I needed to hear. Anything else on your mind tonight, Mac?
I'm also going to be a father in about 3 more weeks.
Wow. Congratulations. And Mark, you just had your baby's first birthday, didn't you?
Today.
Well, happy birthday to little Jack.
Any advice?
I guess I don't.
Earplugs? Didn't you get earplugs, Mark?
my advice to you is get a good woman. I hope you have that.
Very good, man.
I got a good one. Thank
good
you.
Luck out there, and thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything as we continue here with Matthew in Virginia. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this is Matthew.
Yes, Matthew. We can.
Okay, sorry about that. Was having trouble hearing. I am been reading all this stuff about the Missouri State Police and their basic demonization of the militias and how they're saying we're all anti-Semites. And
I don't like to use the term "we." We're going to come back with you here in a few moments. It sounds like you may be a member of a militia. We'll talk more with Matthew here. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And, yes, the government is out there maligning militias yet again. We'll talk about it and take your calls about whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live, you dial toll free, bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The bureaucrats undermine your right to bear arms. Now they're taxing bottled water. That's right, water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign the petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what will they tax next? It's enjoybottledwater.com. Please go over there and sign the petition.
Enjoybottledwater.org.
I keep on saying that. Yes, it's enjoybottledwater.org.
Okay, so we continue with Matthew in Virginia. Matthew, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were going to comment from the perspective of someone who claims to be in a militia about all of the things that are going on as far as the federal government and the Missouri state government putting out this brochure, basically an informational brochure to its bureaucrats to warn them about people who are in militias and how to identify them and the things that they might put on their cars and some of the things that they believe in. And they were very very, what they were doing with their document was they were conflating people who love freedom, like people that might be interested in a Ron Paul campaign, for instance, and libertarians and other people like that, with racists. They were making it sound like that all militia members are racists, and what were you going to have to say to that? Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'd like to just point out that, like J.J. Johnson said in a anti-terrorist subcommittee back in 1995, he's a black militia member. He said, if my ancestors had guns, we wouldn't be slaves in the first place.
It's true.
And just basically, the militia movement is nonpartisan. For the most part, the mainstream militia. I have worked with the Michigan militia. They don't care so much about your sex or your age, you know, so long as you legally own a gun and you're a law-abiding citizen, you're welcome.
Darn it, I guess I'm not welcome.
Well, neither am I. I can't legally own a gun.
I'm not a law-abiding citizen. I don't know if I legally own guns.
Well, apparently I'm a homegrown terrorist, even though I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps, went to 3 tours in Iraq, went in Afghanistan, so we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I guess I'm according to these guys, a homegrown terrorist.
So what do you do? I mean, what does one do in a militia? Do you all meet up on a weekly basis, once a month? You go out and shoot guns, blow stuff up? I mean, they go through training sessions. What do you do?
With my local militia, we're starting out as very small. We have about a squad of 60 people. We're all fully functional, mostly ex-military, some police, Department of Corrections. And we go over some of the Ricky Recon stuff, you know, navigation, search and rescue. We'll go through communications, proper use of radios, a lot of the discipline stuff that the U.S. military goes through. And this comes from the 1903 Act, the Militia Act, stating that all willing and able bodies between 18 and 45 are part of the unorganized militia. So, according to that act, you are required as a citizen.
Well, I'm not a citizen. And you can't prove that I am. No, I'm serious about that. I mean, the definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection from the state. And the state has ruled over and over again consistently that there is no obligation to protect, so therefore there is no citizen. And plus, how a bunch of men and women sitting around in a room signing their names to pieces of paper can obligate me to do absolutely anything is beyond my comprehension. Can you explain that?
That said, I'm all for militias.
Oh, I like the idea of a militia if it's voluntarily entered, and it sounds to me like you have voluntarily chosen to enter yours. However, if I'm forced to enter your militia, you will find me opposing that particular militia.
I do not blame you at all. This isn't forced conscription.
It sounds to me like what you're telling me is that you guys are out, you're training to do things that could actually be useful in an emergency situation, that you're not meeting every week to plot, you know, the destruction of the federal building in town or something like that.
We aren't this Timothy McVeigh guy. Even if you want to say that Timothy McVeigh blew up those buildings, by the way, there were 4 explosives instead of just 1 that they reported on the news. But mostly it's strictly constitutional, and I'm going to revert back to a part of my oath. I do solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help me God. So, that being said, we take a very constitutional stance. And we have a very regimented thought in the concept of escalation of force.
Do you think it matters that you take a constitutional stance anymore? Do you think the government cares? Reading the 6-page report, is that's what I assume you're referencing. I read through that. I was a little shocked by it.
I mean, you're going to find jackholes anywhere you go. The point is that I'm trying to make is, no, even it might not be popular with the, you know, with everyone else, but the fact is that the militias have been in the United States, in America, you know, since the 1607, when the English landed on Virginia.
Well, I would agree with your stance that, yes, this is a part of American culture and history and tradition and so forth, but I think it's coming to the point where the politicians realize that the system is coming apart at the seams. The wheels are falling off the cart, and they know that the militia groups are going to be, you know, active down the road, and there's going to be lots of people opposing the federal government as you know, jobs become scarce and, you know, people are hungry and whatever ends up happening as the U.S. falls from its position of dominance. They know all this is going to happen, so they're doing whatever they can to undermine the militias. They'll probably go through and do sweeping arrests at some point. I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, I wouldn't either, especially with the Patriot Act coming in.
Well, you should be congratulated for having the courage to continue and stay in the militia in the face of all of this, you know, anti-militia fervor that's beginning to spring up. I think that you're very courageous for doing that. I thank you for the call and telling us about what your experience is tonight at 800-259-9231. Because even though, being as you pointed out, being in a militia may not be a popular thing to do. I mean, what is popular? I guess going to clubs or whatever, that's popular.
Watching football, watching
drinking beer,
sports, bar.
Yeah. So it may
ignoring
not
ignoring the government while they steal our money and freedoms. That's what's popular.
It may not be popular, but there are people up here in New Hampshire, many activists that are going out and they're doing what's called open carrying. Now, a lot of people around the country may not know what an open carry is. It's where you're actually walking around with a firearm, or I guess other weapon. I suppose you could carry a sword if you wanted to, but walking around with a weapon actually openly carried on you, in that it's not concealed, it's not underneath a t-shirt or something like that. It's actually strapped to your hip or your leg or wherever, that it's openly visible to anybody. And this is also something that is just not popular. It's not something that's done on a regular basis, which is one of the reasons why the activists have basically taken the position that it needs to be done more often in order to essentially exercise the right. Because if you don't exercise a right, like a muscle, it's going to atrophy and it'll be much easier for the government to just destroy that particular right. If nobody is out doing whatever it is what we're talking about, whether it's being in a militia or open carrying or whatever, then it's going to be much easier for the government to just roll right over top of these people.
There was a group of activists in Nashua or Manchester planning some kind of open carry event in one of the parks, and they wrote the police to ask their opinion, and that was exactly what they said is, well, we recommend against it because there are citizens who might be at the park with children who could be alarmed, and we might get calls. So
right, they might have to respond.
We don't want you doing that. We don't want you exercising your lawful rights that we're sworn to uphold because it may mean more work for us.
Right, and what I find really interesting is that a lot of times some of the nicer police departments will say, well, you know, it's totally your right to open carry, but will you do us a favor and call us if you're going to do it?
Yeah, that was the request at the end of this letter.
You've got to be kidding me.
Give us the date and time.
Right, I got to give you a call and give you a heads up when I want to go exercise my right.
Don't think
so. Please. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food? It's time to think outside the box. How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development,
and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Martin. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by becoming an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board the AMP program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, all the advertising that we do within the radio industry, and again, the AMP program makes this possible. We continue to build our brand, right? The program directors around the country continue to see Free Talk Live, and of course, the magazine that we advertise in, the industry publication for talk radio business is Talkers Magazine. And of course, the more we advertise, the more likely Talkers is going to be more friendly to us, I guess is the way it kind of works. And so coming up here tomorrow, I've got an interview with Talkers Magazine scheduled. They called me up. They wanted to talk to me about my home studio because, as you know, if you've listened to the show for a little while, we're not doing this from some big, expensive corporate radio facility. This is in my living room.
This is an expensive living room is what it is.
It is an expensive living room, but it's a home studio, and so they want to talk to me about it. They're writing up an article because, you know, right now a lot of talk show hosts are losing their jobs, and they're looking for a way to stay in the business, and one of those ways is to essentially start your own home studio. And you can do fill-in work, basically. You could do host a show in California from your home studio in Ohio, and that station that's looking for that fill-in work could pay that talk show host for that week. And so they're coming to me to ask me for my comments on having a home studio. So this is one of the natural offshoots of the advertising that we do In Talkers Magazine that is funded by the Free Talk Live AMP program. So it's our amplifiers that are making all of this possible. And I've also talked to Michael Harrison over at Talkers. He's already promised me another speaking gig at the upcoming Talkers New Media Seminar this summer, where all the talk radio bigwigs gather together and, you know, they talk about the business. And so I had a seat on a panel last year. I don't know what they're going to do with me this year, but either way, it's pretty exciting as Free Talk Live's profile in the industry continues to build and get bigger. It's all because of listeners like you contributing $3 a month to the AMP program and getting a few perks in return, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the chat room, the forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we will talk to, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave? New York? Going once. Dave in New York, going twice. Let's talk instead to...
You hear me now?
Hello, I hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, sometimes my cell phone goes bad. I just want to discuss the militia movement. I only heard the word militia and my internet cut out, and then I had a phone call, so I don't really know what the fella had said. But I wanted to mention that the militia movement has supported every peaceable means of stopping this, going all the way back to the early 90s since... Bush Sr. started pushing a lot of gun control in the media, et cetera, and they started demonizing gun owners. And since that date, since the early 90s, the militia movement has delved into the money supply, delved into UN, Council on Foreign Relations, all that fringers type stuff, and has worked to expose what is going on. Like Alex Jones literally is a carbon copy of Mark Kornke and Bill Cooper. He totally bit off what they were doing. Bill Cooper was killed in 2001 by a bunch of Arizona sheriffs dressed as punk teenagers. And Mark Kornke was framed for robbing a bank in Detroit when he was directly across the street from a sheriff's department. And there's a whole video of the squad car chase and everything. It's actually kind of funny. But
so you're saying these militia leaders were basically set up and screwed over?
Well, they sent Timothy McVeigh around to Waco, to Mark Kornke, to Bill Cooper, to all these different places to tie them in together when they did that operation to blow up Oklahoma City, to demonize the militia movement because of the power behind it. But ultimately, the whole point of the militia movement is to, at first, raise the shield. Because these people aren't going to stop because of protesting. They'll just throw tear gas at you.
That's what they do.
The militia movement is not about striking first. It's about raising the shield and being ready to strike back with the sword. Like Mark Kornke points it out this way and says, you cannot negotiate with a backed-up toilet. And I've called and I've mentioned the firearm sales and this, that, and the other. I mentioned there's not enough gun grabbers to pull this off. There's not enough people who can pacify the American people into going with a Bolshevik-style revolution where we lay down like dogs.
It sounds like, though, you've limited the possible outcomes to taking up arms against the government or taking up arms against the government. I mean, what other solutions do you see?
That's the ultimate. That's where... If you boil it all the way down and you look at everything that's gone so far, it's prudence. It's if it happens, we are ready.
Well, and that's where I would disagree. I think the fight is really in educating the people, because the people are the ones funding the government. They're the ones, you know, the government exists because the people believe that it can still solve problems, that it's still an effective means, that we still need it out there, that you know, life would just devolve into chaos and anarchy and people getting shot in the streets and the Wild West and whatever else. Most of this is what people have been taught in the government schools, that this is what would happen without us there to save you. But yep. I feel like the fight, if you want to even look at it that way, is educating the people out there and showing them that, look, it doesn't have to be this way.
And that's what the militia movement has done, but they also tell you, get a gas mask, get a rifle, get some
ammo. Wait a minute. Hold on, Dave. I don't think the militia movement has done really much of anything to educate. It seems to me they hide out. It seems to me that they're so afraid of their own shadow that they, they're not out educating anybody. They're just, training surreptitiously.
The militia movement making those types of statements, to be honest with you.
Isn't that the problem?
They've done nothing but try to educate people. And they're very out in the open. They're just not going to get acknowledged by a GCN.
Well, isn't that the problem? Is that here I am. I'm a liberty-minded individual, and I don't know that much about the militia movement. The Michigan militia.
And we know a lot about liberty. We're really educated on these subjects, and all the three of us know very little about what the militia does.
You'd think that if there were a militia here in the area, we'd hear about it. We'd know what they were doing.
Or if they were doing outreach and educating people about these issues.
They're not as popular in the Northeast, that's for sure. I used to live
down in the Southeast and never heard word of one.
Florida is not necessarily the South, and there are a few militias in Florida.
Where are they popular? Is it just
small.
The breadbasket?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
It has a lot to do with the Christian ideologies.
Well,
we'll
take your word for it that those militias are out there educating people and doing outreach into their communities. And if that's what they're doing and they're raising their profiles and letting people know that they're not a bunch of racist kooks, then I say great.
That's what the media would love for everybody to think, that they were racist kooks. But I'm telling you, anybody who looks into this, it's not. It's all about the Minutemen being able to rise up and defend the country if needed, if it's brought to our door, which it's starting to already. If they try to take the guns, that's bringing it to the door.
Thank you, Dave.
What are we
going to
do about it?
Yep. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a great question. What do you do when they come for your son or daughter, or they come for your guns, or they come for your gold, or they come for your freedom, they come for your house? What do you do about it? Do you just go silently? Do you go loudly? Do you go out with violence? I still believe that we should avoid violence at every turn if we possibly can, because if enough people were to just go ahead and go peacefully, it would burden the system. They wouldn't have enough they wouldn't have enough jail cells for us all if that's what it came down to. I hesitate to advocate a violent response because I just feel like you're going to get wiped out, and I don't know if that's going to.
I do too, but I mean, couldn't they throw people into concentration camps?
Yeah, they could. That's true. They could.
What is the answer? The answer really lies in educating people so that it doesn't get to that point. And you can do it right now. You can do it up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's already happening. We're already reaching out to people in the community, and I see evidence of that more and more every day.
1-800-259-9231. I think that's the best plan, is that we just can't expect something like that to happen, and I'm glad that people like Dave are out there preparing themselves for it. I think there's a difference between preparation and worry. I don't think that we should worry that something like that's going to happen. I think we should expect that the voluntary society is coming and that we're going to take as many steps toward that as we are humanly capable of taking in our lifetimes, and keep our fingers crossed. And
And that said, I have an AK in the closet, so.
Yeah. So do I. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. The number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. You dial in 800-259-9231. Hour three coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.